The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this 5th day of July, folks, July 5th, 2018. Going back to July 4th, and it's just been this day. I mean, did you go to any July 4th parades, folks? You see the guys, veterans in the uniforms coming down the streets, waving at everybody? For most Americans today, the 4th of July is a time for fireworks, picnics, patriotic speeches extolling those who fought for our freedom and those who defended it in wars ever since. Now, these are feel-good speeches, but most of them make very little sense. Many of our wars have been wars of empire, seizing lands from the Spanish, the Mexicans, and indigenous tribes. The U.S. had no national interest in World War I and very little in World War II. There was no prospect of Germany getting together with Japan and invading the U.S. Once Hitler made the mistake of invading the Soviet Union, the European part World War II was settled by the Red Army. The Japanese had no chance of standing up to Mao and Stalin. American participation was not very important to either outcome. And I will say this, why was Hitler going after the communists? Because the communists were in Germany and doing untold cultural damage. Don't believe it? Do the research yourself. He didn't like the commies very much. The mistake he made was opening up two fronts, one against England and one against Russia. It would have been bad enough going after Russia without going after England as well, which, by the way, took a great part in setting up World War II. Isn't that convenient? And what was further ridiculous was the outcome. As I said here, the Red Army, the Soviet Union, settling things in Europe. Settling things? No, we just gave the hammer and sickle carte blanche to pretty much do whatever they wanted to do in Europe. Now, there was one guy, the old blood and guts dude, George Patton. He said, while we're here, why we have the manpower, while we have the equipment, give me enough gasoline and I'll roll into Moscow and we'll kick the commies' butts. Gee, how fortuitous of this man that couldn't be allowed to survive World War II and maybe possibly come back to the United States and maybe run for a political office? Do you think things might have been different in this country, folks? Now, yes, I know I'm suggesting that a military general, but we had that happen before, didn't we? Wasn't that Eisenhower a guy? Wasn't he a general as well? Yes, he was. But Patton had it right. He said, while we're here, We need to go dismantle the communist empire and do it now. Well, as we all know, he didn't make it out of World War II, now did he? No 4th of July orator will say this, and it is unlikely any will make reference to the 7 or 8 countries that Washington has destroyed in whole or in part during the 21st century, or to the U.S. overthrow of various reform governments that have been elected in Latin America. The 4th of July is a performance to reinforce the matrix in which Americans live. When the 4th of July comes around, I reread the words of U.S. Marine General Smedley Butler. General Butler is the most highly decorated U.S. officer in history. By the end of his career, he had received 16 medals, 5 for heroism. He is one of the 19 men to receive the Medal of Honor twice, and one of only 3 men to be awarded both the Marine Corps Brevet Medal and the Medal of Honor, and the only one to be awarded the Brevet Medal and 2 Medals of Honor, all for separate actions. Now, Butler served in an all-officer ranks that existed in the U.S. Marine Corps at the time, from second lieutenant to major general. He said, "During that period, I spent most of my time being a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street, and for the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism." Now, let me make the distinction between what is derided by the loony lefties, communist socialists we have now running around this country, asking for the dissolution of this government. I know it's bad and it's corrupt, but let's replace it with a communist regime. Yeah. Wouldn't it be easier if you just move? I mean, why start from scratch? You know, birthing pains are a hard thing to go through. Ask any woman that's ever gave birth. Why don't you just move to a communist country? Hey, you can step right in and take part and celebrate communism. And do me a favor. Hit the door in this country, leave, and don't let it hit you in the backside on your way out. Now, I know that's kind of an updated version of America, love it or leave it. If you don't love it, you got to leave. I'm sorry, Mike? Can't hear you. America. Sorry. Butler says that he was a long time escaping the matrix and that he wishes more of today's military personnel would realize that they're being used by the owning elite as a publicly subsidized capitalist goon squad. By the way, that's what the loony left I started to say, capitalists are bad. Capitalism is often referred to the matrix that's been built by the bankers because they have an interest in it. Otherwise, it's referred to, if it's an honest money system, it's just a free market. Yeah. You know, we got to stop making those distinctions. We all have to go back to sleep. Butler wrote this. He said, "War is a racket. It always has been." And that's the most you hear about Smedley Butler reference. But he had much, much more to say about it. "It is possible the oldest, easily the most profitable, surely the most vicious. It is the only one international in scope. It is the only one in which the profits are reckoned in dollars and the losses in lives. A racket is best described, I believe, as something that is not what it seems to the majority of the people. Only a small inside group knows what it's all about. It is conducted for the benefit of the very few, at the expense of the very many. Out of war, a few people make huge fortunes. A few profit, and the many pay. But there is a way to stop it. You can't end it by disarmament conferences. You can't eliminate it by peace parleys at Geneva. Well-meaning but impractical groups can wipe it out by resolutions. It can be smashed effectively only by taking the profit out of war. The only way to smash this racket is to conscript capital and industry and labor before the nation's manhood can be conscripted. 1 month before the government can conscript the young men of the nation, it must conscript capital and industry and labor. Let the officers and the directors and the high-powered executives of our armament factories and our munitions makers and our shipbuilders and our airplane builders and the manufacturers of all other things that provide profit in war, as well as the bankers and the speculators, be conscripted to get only $30 a month, the same wage as the lads in the trenches get. In November 1935, Butler wrote in Common Sense magazine, "I've spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service, and during that period I helped make Mexico and especially Tampico safe for American oil interest in 1914. I helped make the Haiti and the Cuba a decent place for the National City Bank boys to collect revenues in. I helped in the raping of half a dozen Central American republics for the benefit of Wall Street. I helped purify Nicaragua for the international banking house of Brown Brothers in 1902 to 1912. I brought light to the Dominican Republic for the American sugar interest in 1916. I helped make Honduras ripe for the American fruit companies in 1903. In China in 1927, I helped see to it that Standard Oil went on its way unmolested. Looking back on it, I might have given Al Capone a few hints. The best he could do was to operate his racket in three districts. I operated on three continents." The military security complex, about which President Eisenhower warned Americans 57 years ago, uses the 4th of July to portray America's conflicts in a positive light in order to protect its power and profit institutionalized in the U.S. government. In stark contrast, by the end of his career, General Butler saw it differently. "Washington has never fought for freedom and democracy, only for power and profit," Butler said. "There are only two things we should fight for. One is the defense of our homes, and the other is the Bill of Rights." Today, the anti-gun lobby and militarized police have made it very difficult to fight for the defense of our homes, and the war on terror has destroyed the Bill of Rights. If there could be a second American Revolution, maybe we could try again. That article originally appeared on Dr. Paul Craig's Roberts through Global Research. And this is true, folks. It is all wars are bankers' wars. And just think, the immense power and profit. Wow, when you can have world wars, countries fighting against each other. I mean, the other day, I sat and watched, not just on YouTube, but on Netflix, documentaries, just death and destruction. World War I, World War II, Vietnam, Korea, Middle East. Watching all these things, watching all the people of the respected countries just being crushed under the weight of falling buildings, being blown to bits by bombs and bullets and shells. Devastating. And to have it happen just merely 20 years later. You know, we didn't get it right in World War I, so we're going to have a part due. We're going to have a 2.0 here. World War I, part two. Yeah, that ought to be the war that ends all wars. Now, there were many people that benefited from that, profit-wise. But why? If communism was the antithesis, and Nazi Germany, with its fascism, it was so important to destroy, we just teamed up with the communists. And then, after all the dust had settled, and you're starting to shovel up the rubble and seeing what's what, and hell, we have to rebuild half of Europe, that we just let Uncle Joe and his minions just absolutely have carte blanche in Europe, made no sense whatsoever. In a war we shouldn't have been involved in the first place. because honestly, folks, you know, what did how did we end the hostilities with Japan? This is a very proud people. They were not going to back down, and they were not going to go quietly into the night. They were going to fight. Okay, knowing that, well, we're not going to waste any more American lives. I don't know who sent the cutoff notice. We've had enough war profits here. Yeah, let's just end this thing now. That we use nuclear weapons. The first and only country to ever use atomic weapons against a foreign government. And they haven't been used since, have they? It's because it's a little bit messy. You know, I mean, when you're trying to take stuff over, what sense would it make to radiate it when you couldn't touch it? You know, it's hard on people and hard on the furniture. But to look at what has been done in the name of freedom, simply astounds me. Now, in their arrogance, and I'm very glad that they are so arrogant, I always maintain that this will be their undoing, their arrogance. That we're too stupid to figure anything out. They've got everything sewn up, all the avenues of the media. That these people couldn't possibly find out about it. And if they do, there'll be too few numbers to basically do anything about it. Really. When this has been laid bare of the operations in the Middle East, when somebody at the Pentagon was so fast and loose saying, hey, I'll show you the list of seven countries we're going to destroy in the Middle East. Two are still standing, folks. The wish list has not been fulfilled. Syria and Iran. And might not be. You see, the emperor doesn't have any clothes on. That's because we pulled his knickers down around his knees. That's why. And we've tracked and traced this of who's been involved, for what reason, the mechanisms that they use to destroy these countries. And if you haven't noticed, folks, not too different in this country to split and divide the people, set one against the other. But I've got a sneaking, I just got this little hunch. I have this little hunch that we're going to come out of this. There was a story I posted on the website that shows that independent thinkers, not Democrats, not Republicans, you know who's got the greatest amount of hope for a future in this country? The independent. The people that have not hitched their wagon to any mule or elephant, that stepped outside of that political box and started to think independently. They're starting to believe that there may be a day where America will be great again. Not because it's self-proclaimed, because it just is, because we were, and we can again. Only got a minute to break here. and this is not, I'm not holding a trash George Washington Day, thank you very much. I'm going to tell you a little story after this break about Mr. Washington and what he thought about jewelry. I'm not talking about rings or bracelets. We'll be back.
Do Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trailer and the full course dress. We got the software.
George Washington's Hebrew Congregation Letter of 1790. Around the 4th, we should keep in mind the words and wisdom of George Washington. On August 18, 1790, George Washington wrote a letter to the Hebrew congregation in Newport, Rhode Island. The letter shows Washington's belief that all religious people and all religions are welcome and protected in the American Republic. Now, the part of the letter that's often quoted is, "For happily the government of the United States gives to bigotry no sanction, to persecution no assistance, requires only that they live under the protection, should demean themselves as good citizens, in giving it on all occasions their effectual support." In other words, if you live in the damn country, go by their rules. You don't like it, get the hell out. Most often the emphasis is put on the first part of Washington's above statement, that the government of the United States does not sanction bigotry and does not persecute people for their religious beliefs. The second part of this important statement, that people living in the United States should be good citizens by giving the government of the United States on all occasions their effectual support, is usually not emphasized at all. Now, what does the second part of Washington's statement mean? Personally, I believe it means all people who are American citizens who enjoy the benefit of religious freedom, freedom of conscience, freedom of speech, owe their loyalty to the nation that is making those freedoms realities. Washington wrote this letter while the first 10 amendments of the U.S. Constitution, which became the Bill of Rights, was being debated. In the cases of America, loyalty to the U.S. Constitution, which includes the Bill of Rights, and not to any person or party. Are the Jews who enjoy religious freedom under the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights showing effectual support for America if they promote the interest of the Jewish state of Israel over the interest of America? Likewise, can Christians who promote the interest of Israel over the interest of America be meeting George Washington's requirement of on all occasions giving their effectual support to America? Based on the Israel over the overall teachings and teachings of the Jewish superiority in the Hebrew Bible and the Old Testament, the answer is no. It's impossible to give America your effectual support while believing God promised the Jews that Israel will be set on high above all nations of the earth. And just in case you didn't know, that was Deuteronomy 28:1. And that any nation will not serve Israel shall perish and be utterly wasted. That being Isaiah 60:12. A powerful example of putting Israel's interest above the interest of America and the harm that causes to America, to Americans and the world, is found in the Iraq War. The only reason the U.S. political horse from both parties stated that Iraq War was a security interest of Israel and for the advancement of their own political careers via the overly powerful and dangerous Israeli lobby. That's why on my, folks, I had my wish list here that nobody seemed to want to participate in for the 4th of July. I had asked people, make your list. Give me the bullet points as to what should be changed and why. You know, give us solution. Let me hear what you're thinking. The fifth one on my list out of seven, that was just a short list. I have a very long list, but I had too short a piece of paper. But having said that, number five was term limits. And the other following that was lobbyists and full disclosure. Lobbyist goes to Washington, meets one of the Congress critters. I want a record of it. I want to know exactly what's being proposed, what's being said, and I want it made available to the public. Do you think the cockroaches that are scurrying around Washington, do you think they'd come out of their nooks and crannies and cracks if everything that they said was made for public consumption if people wanted to know? I don't think so. Now they have their sights set on starting a new war for the same reasons against Iran. George Washington warned us against showing favoritism to any nation. In his farewell address, he said, "Against the insidious wiles of foreign intelligence, the jealousy of a free people ought to be constantly awake, since history and experience prove that foreign influence is one of the most baneful foes of a republican government, but that jealousy to be useful must be impartial. Else it becomes the instrument of the very influence to be avoided instead of defense against it. Excessive partiality for one foreign nation and excessive dislike of another causes those whom they actuate to see danger only on one side and serve to veil and even second the arts of influence on the other. Real patriots who may resist the intrigues of the favorite are liable to become suspected and odious, while its tools and dupes usurp the applause and confidence of the people to surrender their interest." A little bit more on this, since I had a caller banging on Washington so hard the other day. We'll be back. No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Let me go to Frank in Utah. Hello, Frank.
Hey, big guy. How you doing today?
Not bad. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'll tell you what. You know what? You got one heck of a guy on your radio show, as a host. And that's Tom Lackabara Stewart with Resurrect the Republic.
Yeah. And hopefully one of these days we will get him nestled. He's trying desperately to get settled out in Arizona. And I'm looking forward to the day that he can do consecutive shows.
Well, you know what? Hey, his show today was probably one of the best shows I've listened to in the last... I don't know if you heard it today.
No, I didn't.
It was probably one of the best shows I've heard in the last 5-6 years.
Okay, Frank. Yeah, other than me trying to comment on something really? That I did not hear, what else do you have in mind?
Well, no. He had Schaefer Cox on today. A broadcast from Schaefer Cox, which I thought was so important to where we're going in this country. You know, and Schaefer's sitting in prison, and, you know, we're trying to release him. And I don't even, I have no clue why he's there. You know, my internet sucks on the mountain. I listen to you on KU Band Satellite. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
I just wanted to give him a lot of kudos today for putting on that show, and, you know, it was fantastic.
Well, as I said, I'm looking forward. We need to plug in our Irish guys. He's dealing with some obligations over there in Ireland that he has to do before he's cleared to do a program Monday through Friday. But I'm looking forward to putting Tom Lacavera back on evenings from 9 to 11.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, one question for you, Frank. How's the reception on the satellite?
Actually, it's really good. You know, I put it in a drum. I got 160 pounds of concrete in a drum sitting on top of a container. And every once in a while it moves, but no, other than that, it's fantastic.
Well, batten down the hatches so that your satellite doesn't move. The problem with that particular, I won't say it's a problem, but it's really, really important that KU satellite dishes are aimed and not moved because of the power of the satellite itself. Yeah. Unless you want to hook up an LNB and your satellite box to one of those 8 or 10 foot dishes, then it doesn't matter. The earth could tilt on its axis and I don't think you'd lose the signal.
Well, I'll tell you the first, if I can't get you guys, it's the very first thing I do before I even go to work. Is get you back in the morning.
There you go. Frank, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Hey, love you guys. Hey, God bless you all.
All right. And I'm glad he mentioned that. Who's the, Mike, who's the company that supplies those satellite dishes? Hey, let me test your memory. See if you can dig it up. You know, they're only a couple of $100. Once they're installed, you got a signal. Except when it rains really heavily or you're in the middle of a blizzard. Quite possibly you might get signal interruptus, but other than that, you know, you can be without computer. You can be without phone. And if you're in, like, Frank's case, you're up on a mountaintop in Utah. It's a perfect solution. And there's much, much more free programming on that C-band satellite than just RBN, just to let you know. Might be something you want to look into. Because you know what? If you don't even want to have a computer in your house, you don't want the internet, you don't want the government tracking and tracing all of what you're doing and saying or emailing. I try not to email. But anything that I say in an email, anything I say on a telephone, in the privacy of my own home, I must assume that it's being listened to, and I don't care. I will say in the privacy, quote-unquote privacy of my own home, I don't give a damn who's listening to me. I really don't care. Because I will say privately anything that I say publicly and vice versa. Don't care. No fear here. Rick's satellite, can you dial it up and see if you can get me a web address and a phone number? That might be something folks you want to look into, literally for a lousy couple $100. You can get it every single day. At any rate, back to George here. We should keep Washington's warning and words in mind when we hear the U.S. politicians speaking of America and Israel having no light between us and walking in lockstep, which Barack Obama said. We should keep Washington's warnings and words in mind when Donald Trump, who pretends to put America's interests first while in reality is putting Israel's interests before those of America, moves the U.S. Embassy to Israel from Tel Aviv to illegally occupied Jerusalem. And when the renegades of the nuclear agreement with Iran, which moves us closer to war against Iran for Israel's benefit. It's very difficult for people to break free of the influence of foreign nations when they sincerely believe that foreign nation gave them their savior. As in the case of the millions of Christians who blindly support the Jewish state of Israel, these voters combined with the money from Zionist billionaire Sheldon Adelson is why Donald Trump puts Israel's interests above the interests of America. We need the deism of some of America's key founders to break free of that dangerous illusion and trap. Thomas Paine's book, The Age of Reason, made it clear that God gave us a reason and not religion. Gave us reason. It's also objectively examined the ancient Jews and openly pointed out their ungodly nature. For example, Thomas Paine wrote that the Jews made no converts, they butchered all. Paine also wrote in The Age of Reason, could we permit ourselves to suppose that the Almighty would distinguish any nation of people by the name of his chosen people? We must suppose that people to have been an example to all the rest of the world of the purest piety and humanity, and not such a nation of ruffians and cutthroats as the ancient Jews were, a people who corrupted by and copying after other such monsters and impostors. Since our actions are based on thoughts and beliefs, I hope we soon have a revolution in religion based on our innate God-given reason. So allow us to break free of the excessive influence of Israel and further away from the waging wars for the Jewish state of Israel. It'll make for a much happier and more peaceful world. I loved it when there was this little program that was going on, and it caught on. You know, what would Jesus do? WWJD, what would Jesus do? Now, supposedly, Muslims, Christians, Jews, we all have the same God. But why is there so much conflict? Is not God's word spoken enough? No, evidently not. And there's a lot of slatherers out there. If you can catch the visual on this, slatherers are people that I refer to that have bits of information. It's like looking on a page of the dots and dashes, Morse code. Now, you notice there's blanks between there. Now, for continuity's sake, what we like to do is just slather in the weak points or the blanks. And I've said this many, many times, that when it comes to human beings, mankind puts its fingerprints on it. Woe unto us. Sovereign Man, you're up.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Chris Hinckley, on the second and the third, did a wonderful dissertation on the Day of Independence.
Yeah?
Yep, it specifically talks about the second being the Day of Independence. The satellite service is called Rick Satellite, and the website is GoFastMotorsports.com.
I'm looking at it on my screen.
Yep.
Okay. I was just getting ready to put that out, Sovereign Man, before you brought it up.
Yeah. Yep. Great deal. And, yeah, actually there was a gentleman that called in, I believe, on Resurrect the Republic. I think it was Mike from Kentucky. He talks about the larger satellite dish to get everything.
Yeah, and it's a very simple procedure. A dish is a dish. Many people are confused. You know, they think, well, what kind of dish? You know, how big is it? You know, is it like DirecTV or Dish Network? Well, it's about that size. But these are newer satellites. The old C-band satellites are still up there working, but they're not as high a power. And these dishes for KU reception, you've got to be right spot on. And once you get it locked in, you bolt it down real tight because you don't want it to move.
The video that Tom is presenting today on today was a encore presentation of his presentation of Schaefer Cox.
Okay.
You go to YouTube, type in, this is the video that got Schaefer Cox imprisoned or targeted, and it's at Lone Star 1776 is the channel.
All right. I appreciate it, Sovereign Man. Thank you very much. And again, that website, Rick Satellite, met him one time, I think in Missouri. Yeah. What's that? Yeah, Kansas City. He's out of Kansas City, Missouri. GoFastMotorsports.com/RickSatelliteHome.htm. And if you didn't get that, how about a phone number? Just give him a call. 816-228-1801. All right. Like I said, we've been there. We have been there for, 25 years? Yeah, something like that. Well, since I'm on the subject here, my good friends, let me take this call real quickly here. Bill in Wisconsin. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, John, good comments about George Washington. When I listen on occasion to the Trump phenomenon, Kelso will often compare Washington to Donald Trump.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far. Yeah, I don't know if I'd go that far, but you know what a lot of people are ignoring here? And we Mike and I were just talking about this during the last break. Any news media out there, did you hear anything about the pedophiles and the pedophile rings that have been rounded up? And I think, what is it into now, Mike? The hundreds of thousands? Tens of thousands? Media's not picking this up. And I'm wondering why. And Ken White, my weekend board op, he and I were talking, and he said, you know, John, he says, these people have been around a lot longer than Jesus Christ or Christianity. And he says there was religion before, the Baal worship and all this other stuff, he said, long before. And he says, I've been doing a lot of reading and research into this for a long time. He said there might be up to 20-30% of the U.S. population that's into this stuff. Now, and by the way, Bill, thank you for your call. So why isn't this talked about openly? You know, every once in a while we get one of these scorching stories like I did a few days ago. The 22-year-old that's out there promoting himself as protecting children is actually setting people up to rape babies? What? What? But you won't hear about it on the media. Why? Are some of them practicing Satanists, or are they into their little dark cabals? And the funny thing about this is that they think that they're on the winning side. But if they're so proud, and this goes for aberrant, in my opinion, aberrant sexual behavior, why aren't they proud of it? Why don't they openly tout it and say, yeah, I'm part of that? Because they know better. That's why. Because the conversion hasn't yet taken place. Close? Yeah. But the scumbags and the cowards that are hiding in the shadows wish to remain that way. Why? Because they can't stand the light of day. Why? Because they have not yet won. That's why. We've got a lot of people don't want to spend a whole lot of time thinking about this. But we have some very corrupted people, spiritually, very corrupted. And by saying spiritually, I'm not necessarily touting one belief over another. You've heard me say this many times over the years, that whatever your belief is, if you're 100% with it, if you've turned it upside down, you've shook it, you've looked at it, and you're satisfied, well, you stay committed. If not, make some changes. Just prior to the United Nations Human Rights Council meeting on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict this week, a UN legal expert has declared that Israel is moving closer to formal annexation of the West Bank. Wow. Wow. So that would only leave the biggest open-air concentration camp in existence today on planet Earth. And there's a reason why they call it the Gaza Strip, because it's a strip of land. That's all that is left. Well, aside from the West Bank, that evidently the Israelis are set to steal. After years of creeping Israel de facto annexation of the large swaths of the West Bank through settlement expansion, the creation of closed military zones and other measures, Israel appears to be getting closer to enacting legislation that will formally annex parts of the West Bank. Link's warning was posted on the website of the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, the rights monitoring body that both the United States and Israel are boycotting, by the way, with the U.S. recently stunning the council by announcing its pullout last month, citing a general anti-Israel bias. Citing also a U.S. bias as well. And there's a good reason for that. Because it's been the United States and Israel that has created all the chaos and all the death in the Middle East. Wow. Who could have thought of that one? The UN statement highlighted Israeli expansion. This would amount to a profound violation of international law, and the impact of ongoing settlement expansion on human rights must not be ignored. This is my third mission to the region since I assumed the mandate in May of 2016, and the reports I received this week have painted the bleakest picture yet of the human rights situation in the occupied Palestinian territory. The statement also highlighted restriction on Palestinian movement, night raids, and the lack of building approvals, and what the UNHRC has called a creeping de facto annexation of the West Bank territory. I got news for you, folks. I got news for you, United Nations. This has been going on for many, many years. It's been going on since 1948. Take a look at the maps from 1948 to present day. And look what the Palestinians have lost. And look where they are now relegated to being allowed to live. And I'm using that term tongue-in-cheek. The statement also highlighted the restrictions on the Palestinian movement, as I said, the night raids, the de facto annexation. Link will deliver a full and final presentation of his findings before the UN General Assembly. Assembly 73rd session in October. This is a formal UN investigation into the recent shootings of hundreds of Palestinian protesters in Gaza by Israeli security forces is simultaneously underway. An inquiry which has also been condemned. By the United States and Israel in the May vote. This week will likely only serve to confirm Ambassador Nikki Haley's mind that the UNHRC, in her words, issued in June a cesspool of political bias. As the UNHRC on Monday, a number of countries spoke under Agenda Item 7, which mandates consideration of Israeli human rights violations against Palestinians as a permanent agenda item. in which the Haley unsuccessfully tried to defeat at the General Assembly before deciding to quit the council. The U.S. State Department has noted in an official statement, no other nation has an entire agenda item dedicated to it at the council. The continued existence of this agenda item is among the largest threats to the credibility of the council. However, Monday's session reveals that the firm U.S. stance and behind-the-scenes diplomatic pressure may be having an impact. The Jerusalem Post reports that Western nations held a de facto boycott of the Agenda 7 debate in Geneva on Monday. Only 22%, 43 nations out of 193 UN countries who could have taken the floor stood up to condemn Israel. 43 out of the 193, folks. See all the stuff that you don't get when you have a Jewish-controlled media in this country the way we have? Jeez, any wonder. France, which had initially signed up to speak, changed its mind at the last moment and was not present in the room when its name was called. The silence marked a slim sign of continued success, more than slim, I would say, for the Israeli and U.S. campaign to abolish the UNRHC mandate that requires a debate on Israel actions against the Palestinians at every council session under Agenda Item 7. Now, neither the U.S. nor Israel nor France were in the room for the deliberations. The Palestinian delegation, however, welcomed those states engaged in the general debate of Item 7 against the will and the wish of the occupying power to not participate in a debate on this item, which deals with the illegal practices of the occupation and the refusal to comply with international humanitarian law. Palestinian Authority ambassador said in words clearly directed at Israel and the U.S., Ibrahim Karashi, it appears, that violators of the Palestinian rights should withdraw from the council and not come back until they change this approach that is destructive of law and morality and principle and adds more radicalism and promotes terrorism. Some analysts have predicted that the U.S. absence from the UNHRC will give the Palestinian and Arab side more influence at the council. However, time will tell if more countries, like France this week, will eventually bow to U.S. pressure. I don't think so. I don't think so. Because the rest of the world and their media is openly talk. Big surprise. To a greater degree than they do here in this country. Let me qualify that. Of the atrocities that have gone on in Israel against the Palestinians. That is a fact. All right, we're out of time here. I appreciate you spending the time with us here at Republic Broadcasting. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. This is the National Intel Report you've been listening to. And the network is Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. Support it. We'll be the conduit for you for the truth. We will continue to do so as long as you folks support us. And we thank you. Back tomorrow on Friday's edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then. Thank you for being here today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.